Ladies and gentlemen, people of the world, welcome back. It's fine. Start getting racist right now. Start screaming slurs in your car.
Everybody, let's hear you get racist one time. For the TMG podcast, it's back. I'm back.
Cody's back.
I'm semi-back. I'm like 75% back.
Dude.
I'm in the comfort of my garage right now.
Here in my garage.
Dude, how have I never made that joke? What the fuck?
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and extra bonus episode, you can find them right now on our website. TMGstudios.tv. Sign up for a membership now at TMGstudios.tv. And if not, then enjoy this one.
Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that deer hit and get hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've ever smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm trying to get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
No!
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt. And get ready for debate.
People, just so you know, right here at the top of our topics list, we have a few things that we want to hit. As you all know, Cody just had a child. But the thing we really want to talk about is Cody's new car.
Yeah. The important shit.
Let's start the neglect now.
What child?
Yeah. Cody
My
has
real
a new
baby.
Cody has a new kid. It's called a new car.
Yeah, exactly. My new baby. It's blue and white. It's '89 Bronco. It's beautiful.
You love it, man.
Best day of my life when I got that thing.
Yeah. Can you think of any other moment in your life that comes close to the day you picked up the keys?
None coming to mind right now. Yeah. No, it was like an elation I've never felt before.
Yeah.
Grabbing the keys to this thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. It's like, what else is there to do after getting the keys to your brand new 89 Bronco?
Yeah, I mean, might as well kind of end it all. You know, I've peaked. It's wonderful. Although I did drive it the other night and it was smoking when I got back.
That's good.
Yeah, so I think something's wrong with it.
What
the
kind
joys
of, smoke?
Of having a vintage car, I guess, right?
Yeah. What kind of smoke?
I mean, like, not like, you know, not like the cool smoke, not like weed smoke or anything.
Yeah.
It's hot because I would have had my mouth to the vents if that was the case.
Of course.
I think it was the heater. Maybe the heater hadn't been used in a while and I turned that shit on. Maybe there's some old cockroaches or something.
No, bro. It's because that car's so old. The heater's actually just a straight, like, fire oven. You actually add
like,
wood in the middle of the car.
Yeah. No, it actually is like a bunch of cigarettes in there that they just light. Which, by the way, is cool. Smoking cigarettes is good.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's a car from the 80s, right?
Yeah. 89.
Yeah, dude. It's probably remnant cigarettes, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You bought it from an American cowboy, right? Who'd you get it from?
Yeah, sort of. Some surfer girl. Same sort of thing.
Yeah.
Same sort of vibe. Although it is kind of funny how like the first, you know, few people I showed, they were like, oh, it's like OJ's Bronco.
Yep.
I'm like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
It's a completely different year, different color. It's not like that at all. But that's the first impression that it makes on everyone, is that that's OJ's Bronco.
Cody, I can't believe you bought OJ's Bronco.
Yeah, I bought the one, the exact one.
I can't believe you bought OJ's Bronco and the evidence knife that he didn't use.
Dude, I saw it on eBay. Couldn't help myself, man.
Yeah.
I was like, this is a collectible, you know?
This is
history right here.
Yeah.
Mine doesn't even look like this. Search 89 Bronco. Wait, no. Why would you? No, his isn't an 89. It's like 93 or something. See? Completely different.
Yeah. I'm going to say those are pretty much one-to-one. Yeah, I'm going to actually
Mine's
say
blue,
that.
Blue, though.
Yeah, yours is blue after you painted over it because it was white because it was OJ's Bronco.
Yeah, I had to paint over the bloodstain somehow.
Yeah. So you bought this from a surfer lady. Was she?
Yeah, so what do you think? Are you pumped?
Yeah.
That I'm like a car guy now?
Yeah. No, this like, definitely makes that you a car guy.
Every week I'm going to come to you with a different issue that I'm having.
Yeah.
Wow, the fucking carburetor's on the fritz. And you'll be like, oh, speaking my language.
And Cody's like, you're Mexican, right? You can fix this shit? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I got it. Cody's going to pop the hood every time he pulls up. He's like, so.
Noel, dude, I need your help with this again.
Yeah, so what now? What do I do now?
What's going on with this thing?
Yeah, I'm actually draining Cody's TMG salary in fucking auto repair invoices.
Yeah, yeah. No, I got you on retainer.
Cody actually gives me his portion of the subscription income now, so I can just permanently fix his car.
I got to do an episode with Carrot Top now, and you'll be outside fixing the car, you know?
Yeah, you missed out, man.
I know, dude. I want to say...
He smells so good.
Well, I want to thank you for like killing it.
Oh, thanks, you know? Man.
And doing those episodes without me, I will say I am pretty jealous of the guests you had. Like,
thanks,
I feel like we had the highest profile guests while I was gone, which I don't know why. Who set that up?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
But you killed it.
Thanks, brother.
And you know, you held down the fort, which I appreciate. How was it?
Carrot Top, shout out to Big CT. Smells good, speaks good. No, honestly, Carrot was so
Carrot, so, is that his first name?
I'm calling him Carrot. He's Carrot to me, damn it. Big CT.
Mr. Carrot. Hello, Mr. Yeah. Carrot. Please, man, that was my father's name.
Call me Mr.
Top.
Dr. Top. Yeah, Dr. Top. Mr. Top.
There he is right there. See, I wouldn't suspect he smells good, but he does.
Oh, bro, he's extremely put together.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's no shade to him. I'm just saying his appearance, you know, he does have a unique appearance. And so I would say that wouldn't imply like he would smell any type of way.
Well,
so I'm surprised.
Here's the thing. Usually when in the real world, when people thrift their clothes, they smell like it. You know, Goodwill and thrift stores, they have that smell. And because Carrot
what
makes
is
his
the
own,
smell?
Huh? What is the smell?
What is the
like,
smell?
It's like mold. Like I think there's a cool person you know right now with a pair of, you know, vintage distressed like Carhartt pants, you know, that they bought secondhand from eBay. And if you gave that shit, actually if you just laid it out in a room with a mold test, it'd come back 100%. Yeah, 100% positive.
Yeah. Oh, this is tested. The levels of black mold are
Yeah,
these are very high, sir.
These are Teflon pants.
Currently giving you cancer.
Yeah. So I think Carrot's, you know, custom-made clothing would give you that impression, but...
What do you mean? Because it does kind of look like maybe some thrift store, but it also looks like it could cost $10,000.
Well, he
like
makes
shirt, for example.
He makes all his clothes, bro.
He does?
Yeah.
He makes his own clothes?
He just buys clothes and he does stuff to them. Not in a sexual sense, just a
yeah, like comes on him or
no,
what?
No, that's actual paint. It's not a rope based paint. It's true paint. He paints all his own clothes. So, yeah.
Wait, go back, just to the picture of you guys. So he made this shirt.
Yeah,
he bought an orange shirt.
Think so.
Probably like a Dior or some sort of like designer blank, right?
It has to be.
And just drew love on it a bunch of times.
Yeah.
I mean, I fucking respect someone that is like, I just love like when people make shit with their own two hands. I think it's really fucking cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I respect that.
You know, he looks like he wears thrifted clothing, but it's all by his own doing. And he's extremely nice. Such a nice guy. And just very welcoming, dude. And yeah, it was an easy conversation.
Awesome.
His vibe is very chill. And
I'm
he makes
jealous.
He makes you feel like you can ask him anything. He's like, yeah,
I'm
open
the craziest book. Thing? What's the craziest story he told you? And I'm sorry I haven't watched the episode yet. I will. But what is the craziest thing he told you?
I'm trying to think of something he didn't say in the episode. I didn't chat too much to him before or after because I wanted it all to be recorded. But, you know, I just think he's got kind of crazy experiences of crossing paths with like music artists that come see him in Vegas. You know, Carlin showed him love. George Carlin.
Yeah. No, I'm aware.
Yeah. Not to be confused with...
Stephen Carlin.
Well, you know, that's Josh Richards' middle name, Carlin. That's what people in the biz call him.
What?
Carlin Richards, yeah. That's a little inside baseball for you guys.
They call him the Gen Z George Carlin.
Yeah, that's exactly what they say, actually.
No, that's Bryce Hall, I think.
Yeah.
That's fucking great.
You haven't watched the episode. Do you have something going on? Is there a reason why?
Yeah, I haven't had the most time to listen to podcasts.
Huh. Don't know why that'd be. And like, I mean, it's all that driving you're doing. You're driving
that
new car.
It's all the driving in my new baby. Yeah. And my new baby's taking up a lot of time. It's probably why it's smoking, because I've been driving it so damn much.
Yep.
Just always on the road.
Pedal to the
middle. No reason to be home, you know? So I just like to be on the open road. That's my happy place, truly. That's making me so happy.
That's why you're in the fucking garage now, because you can't stand to be away from him.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, I was banished here. Banished to the garage.
This setup, no, bro, looks like the apartment you lived in Venice.
I know. I kind of like it.
Yeah?
It's kind of like, yeah, I don't know. It makes me feel hungry, you know? You know what I mean?
Take Cody's house away.
No.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard out of your mouth.
Oh, come on. You don't feel me a little bit?
No, I do.
We got this big old beautiful studio. I got the sound panelings on the wall. You know, yeah. I'm lucky. I understand that. Yeah. You know? I am very fortunate. I understand that. You know, sometimes you sit there and you're like, oh, I don't gotta do shit today. You know, but now I'm in a garage.
Yeah, and you feel like there's some shit to do today.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's actually why I rebuilt my first apartment in my house.
Yeah.
Sometimes I lock myself in there in my 20-bedroom house. I have the 20th room is a 1-to-1 replica of my first apartment.
I feel like that's something like a hustle guy on Twitter would actually do.
Yeah.
And actually say.
And I actually tracked down the original people that used to live over my unit, and I pay them to be noisy while I work.
To drop bowling balls.
Yeah. I hire them to do CrossFit routines with a safe.
And then fuck loudly. Then,
yeah. Hey, that was one of your spots in Venice.
Yes, it was. I just fucking saw her. She was on the TV the other day. And I was like, that's the fucking girl.
That's the fucking girl.
I know what she sounds like orgasming, and that's creepy as fuck to say that, but it's not like I was the one, I didn't choose. I wasn't at her window, you know what I mean? I didn't choose. She inflicted that on me.
I don't know why you always had your ear to the ceiling, man. That was a lot. Standing on your bed.
On a ladder.
We'd try to film some shit, and Cody would be stuck on that ladder with his ear to the ceiling. He'd be like, hold on 1 second.
Yeah, what are you doing up there, man?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's drywall.
So how much internet have you been on?
Not a ton. See, this is what I mean. Like, it's been tough because I really like listening to podcasts, and I went from, you know, having hours and hours every week to do it, whether it was running or it was commuting to the studio. Like, that's just hours of time I would have to listen to other dudes talk, you know?
Yeah.
And ladies, of course. But no, now that my time that I had to listen to podcasts has been drastically reduced to zero, basically. And so when I do, sometimes I'll like pop the headphones in, and if Kelsey's sleeping in and I'll feed the baby, sometimes I'll put on a podcast and it just feels like wrong. Like I'm like looking my son in the eye, feeding him, and like listening to something, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but by the way, guys, Cody, when he says he doesn't have enough time, it's because the 89 Bronco doesn't have like a modern radio, so there's no
I'm feeding my son, I'm gassing up my car, is what I meant.
Yeah. So it's so like,
it feels wrong because it feels like I should be dedicating all my energy to the car. Like if I'm gassing it up, I might as well use that moment as like for like some skin to skin contact, for example.
So what's the like most recent meme you think you've seen? You saw that guy get hit by the car.
Yeah. I saw you post that on your story.
Oh, bro. Yeah. I mean,
the frame of it.
I have not, like, I think
it's my favorite video of all time.
I might just use. First of all,
bro, that position that he lands in, where he's like, yeah. He's like 80% knocked out too, like right there. You know what I mean? But he didn't fully black out because he comes to right away.
So someone said the green thing was a buzz ball, which no shot because a buzz ball is so small. But picturing him holding a giant orb of a buzz ball while getting nailed by a Dodge fucking Charger. Kills me, dude. Scat pack. Like, what the fuck
I think it is a buzz ball, dude.
No, but
I think it's close to the camera, so it looks bigger. But it's way in front of
them. Oh, is that how you're supposed to take those pictures?
What do you mean?
You take it close to the camera, so it's bigger?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
That, no way, dude. A buzz ball's like...
They're like this big.
Yeah, but we got little mitts, dude. They look big in our hands, but there's no way. There's no way,
maybe,
dude.
Maybe. Oh, wait. No. There's like XL ones now, I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
Yeah, there is. Hold on. Buzz balls.
Siri, can I see the XL buzz ball?
Yeah, it's called Buzz Ball Biggies. So this dude was sipping on a tequila Rita. Buzz Ball Biggie.
Dude, he looked like tornado debris. Like, he looked like an ironing board that got like launched out of a home. When he floats to the camera upside down, that shit is graceful.
Look, it really is. He floats. Like, it's just like, it looks like a cool like dance move. You know what I mean? Like, it looks like something that someone would do on America's Got Talent. And they'd be like, "How did you do that?"
Yo, this frame sliding on the back of his head, deleting his ability to stand just by 2%. What is the back of your skull like? What part of your brain is that?
Like, what does it control?
Yeah, what does it control?
I don't know.
Bruh. What was the caption on this? I would simply never go outside again or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's the most embarrassing video of anyone ever. It's the occipital lobe.
Oh, isn't that
occipital? Visual perception, including color, form, and motion.
Oh, shit.
So do you think he saw in black and white?
Yeah, bro. He started sliding backwards, and his fucking eyes put a captcha over his eyes, like, please identify the buzz ball to prove that you're human.
He got up, and he's just in a 50s movie. Just a silent black and white film.
Yo. Silent?
Yeah, silent.
It's like, it's just, hello?
Yo, what the fuck just happened? Yo, this buzz ball is crazy.
Yo, him seeing in like 12 frames, like everything's like super jumpy, like Charlie Chaplin style. Just, people all sped up, jumping in front of him.
Yeah, man.
Bro.
Wow. This is so funny.
This position is crazy.
They
need to take
over
this and replace the Jumpman logo on a shoe.
Yeah, exactly.
Or no.
We should take this and silhouette it and put it on some merch.
Yo, what was the basketball brand, the off brand where it looked like a dude dunking?
And1.
Was it And1? I was going to say And1. But I don't want to be wrong because I'm insecure.
And1. No, their logo was that one up there.
No, it has the dude juking. That's kind of what it looked like.
Yeah, exactly.
Bro.
Yeah, dude.
Bro.
Start it over.
Just one more time.
Like, why was he the only one so close?
All these sideshows, bro, they're like the clips these things produce are
insane. Oh, my
God,
it's insane, man. I see him on Instagram all the time.
Bro, what we have learned is, like, Scat Pack cars love pants. They eat motherfuckers' pants, bro.
Does this happen all the time?
Yeah, there's that other clip of that kid in, like, the red hoodie where he gets, like, run over and the car just completely pantses him.
Can we find that?
Yeah. How do you search that? Guy pants at sideshow?
Yeah, you got to know. Just search guy pants off.
Search guy
search,
pants
search
off
guy
on
no
guy.
Pants. Pants lower. Yeah. Guy hits guy pants low.
Yeah. Oh, the car was red. My memory failed. Look at that. Run it back.
Dude, that could have been so much worse.
You know, honestly, debatably more embarrassing
than just getting run over.
Well, no, then the guy we just saw. I'm saying sitting up with a bare ass to pavement and like pulling his pants up like
yeah,
that.
Dude, face down, ass up is pretty bad. That's like pretty fucking bad.
Well, then even when he rolls over to pull his pants up, that's like when you get head in a car and then you feel like a 3-year-old when you're bringing your pants back up.
I'm saying like he was like inches away from getting his whole entire body run over.
Lightning McQueen ate his pants. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, you got to know if you go to one of these things, there's like a 10% chance you're leaving without your pants.
Yeah.
And not in a good way.
Yeah. You got to wear suspenders to these, man. Classic suspenders.
Exactly. It really is a Charlie Chaplin movie, though. Yeah.
Yo, do they sell Subi jeans with suspenders so I can go to the sideshow and not get pantsed?
Is that what these are called? Sideshow?
I mean, that's what like they call them in Oakland, where they like shut down a traffic stop and like party at a street light. So I think people have like co-opted that. But now sideshows are just straight up 17-year-olds doing donuts and
murdering each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, let's. I want to get to the real shit here.
Your guy of the week?
No.
Uh-oh.
Although I do have one, actually.
Yeah?
I actually do have one. I want to get to the real topics, though, before we dive into that. What are you doing with your hair?
Oh. Cut that shit off.
I mean, yeah, cut it back off.
I don't know,
I've been
man.
Just watching from afar, watching it grow in. I'm like, what is he doing?
I don't know.
What are the plans? Where's your head at? I know when somebody changes their hair, it's like they're... You know,
they're going through
something. Potentially, yeah. I don't know. I wanted to ask you.
I don't know, bro. I was kind of getting over it. Haircuts every week.
Yeah,
it's just becoming a lot. And
yeah,
I don't know. I thought maybe just throw a little mustard back on. That's literally
a little
it.
Mustard.
Yeah,
get a little gunk back in there.
Throw a little splooge.
How does it feel having hair again though?
It's kind of nice, man.
Is it?
Yeah.
Should I buzz mine off?
That you would look insane.
We could trade?
You would look insane, dude.
I would look so bad.
The tough part is if you're a white dude and you go bald, like skinhead is the automatic association, which is on brand for this podcast. JK.
Welcome back to the skinhead podcast.
You bald would be crazy, man.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't be a good look. I don't have the best facial shape. Or jawline for that, you know?
I mean, I used to send you that one.
Yeah, no, it didn't look good.
I have that one and the other one I edited of you, like, bookmarked. Those are ready to go.
Anytime. For when it actually happens?
Essentially, yeah. Yeah.
I'm getting hair plugs, man, if it ever happens. You, just straight up, I'm getting them.
You as the
I'm on the first flight to Turkey. As soon as I see a couple hairs in the drain, I'm going to Turkey.
I'm gonna send you as the thick insurrection security guard every day. You remember that one, right?
I think so.
I like you fucking beat me to it.
Why?
It's because I sniped you on what's the app where you?
Oh yeah, Face App.
No, it's the one where you can. How am I blanking on this? You can only post at a certain hour of the day.
Oh yeah,
Be Real.
Yeah, Be Real.
Just the framing, like it was like the trio of you. The way your face.
Oh yeah.
But I didn't realize it's. You're like, what are you doing? I'm like, fuck. So then you ended up doing it for me.
Oh yeah, because you screenshotted it.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck is he doing?
I was going to turn you bald.
Screenshotting my post.
I was going to turn you bald.
Yeah.
I'm just keeping
it. I beat you to it, bitch.
I'm going to build up an archive of bald.
So that, well, but what's the point? So that you can rub it in?
Maybe if I can just like build out like a 30-day calendar to your flight to Turkey.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Like an advent calendar.
Yeah, yeah. And every day it's like a
new... every day I get to open it, I get a little treat and then a little picture of me bald.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of like how much I need the hair plugs.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's holding up though. It's looking good.
Thanks, man. Yeah. I thought maybe when I had a kid, things would start changing. The only thing that's happened so far is I've gained a substantial amount of weight.
Oh, shit. How many pounds would you say?
Probably like a really solid 5.
Okay.
Solid as in like that's not going anywhere.
You can
fluctuate day by day depending on the water you drink. This is 5 pounds of like, you know, blubber.
It's you. It's you.
No, this is fully me now. Yeah, it's just not really time for anything. Yeah. Like, it's like you have to pick one every day. It's like you either work a tiny bit or you work out a tiny bit. That's it.
Yeah.
Or you cook a meal. It's like you have to pick between those. So if you pick work, then you don't work out and you don't cook. So you eat like shit and you don't work out.
Yeah.
And I've picked work most times because I'm like, I got shit I got to do, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like trying to run a little bit, but... And also, it's getting a little easier. I don't want to jinx it, but he did sleep for a 6-hour chunk last night, which is good. So like, we're just like waiting to sort of like get on a predictable schedule, which is like not. It's like a little bit optimistic, kind of thinking that's going to happen this early. But then again, people do it.
Yeah, I think even if you are out of sync for the first year, it's fine.
It's fine, and I think I just have to learn how to adapt. Like I think what it is I'm kind of. He's kind of adapting to us while we're adapting to him.
Yeah.
In terms of like how our life like moves now.
Yeah.
Like I basically just have, I don't have time to like fuck around anymore. It's like if there's a free moment when he's napping, I sit down and I just like do work. I don't go on Twitter. I don't like fuck around for a little bit. I just like get shit done, you know?
Yep.
And that's kind of what it is now.
Yeah. That's cool.
No, it's just fine.
Yeah. So you don't know about all like the cool happenings on TikTok.
No, what's been going on?
So much, bro. Where do you want to start?
I mean, I do go on TikTok, but it's just newborn shit now. That's all I get.
Dog.
I watched one newborn video past 15 seconds, and now it is like, this guy must have a baby, and it's just every single TikTok.
Yeah.
Which is good and bad. It's mostly bad.
Well, I was going to bring up, you missed a lot of the Bevo saga, bro.
No, dude, I did see that.
Okay, all right.
Okay, wait. But I didn't look too much into it because it was a little bit like past my threshold of like shit that I could think about, you know?
Yeah.
But like, I did see that he like ditched his girl and then like was with another one and then ditched both of them and is now with this like OnlyFans girl.
Yeah.
Can you summarize for me?
No, I think that's the gist. I mean, when I saw him... Just like,
wait, what the fuck, Bevo UK tour?
You know what it is, man.
What is he gonna do?
Club appearances, bro.
He's doing a club appearance tour?
You know that's what it is. I mean, I don't know, but it's gotta be. Yeah, so my understanding was he went out for a night on the town with his lady. And he already got in hot water before because he, you know, he had that weekend and he was like, it's not me. I'm not being myself.
Yeah.
I'm taking a break for a while, then showed up 16 minutes later.
Yep.
And so I guess, you know, he was palling around then. And then he went out for a night on the town with his girl and her friend. And then he was flirting with the friend on his ex-girlfriend's live.
Okay. Wait. He was on his ex-girlfriend's live?
Yeah, I assume ex now.
Or his
now,
girlfriend at the time.
Girlfriend at the time.
She was streaming and he was on her live and flirting with somebody else?
Flirting with the friend that they were on the night out with.
Okay.
And then I kind of fell off after he did like his fourth, you know, I just want to apologize to, what's her name?
Sydney?
Sydney or Olivia or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
And so I didn't realize. After that, I was like, okay. I think I've had my Bevo fill as well. Okay. We taking bets on if he shows up on Love Island.
Ooh.
If they put this motherfucker on Love Island, that would slurp me back in so fast, man.
Same. I'd be back. 1,000%. And you know he'd be a fucking absolute all-star.
Yeah.
You know, I love this like whole I don't know if it's just this like collective of British people, but like they're like using TikTok like a real world reality dating show.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Just all the TikToks and lives are like, it's just exactly what's happening and the stupid drama that they're getting in. And they're just broadcasting it like voluntarily.
It's so funny, bro.
And just getting themselves into trouble. It's fucking crazy.
They're just, the whole traditional media apparatus can't compete with this. It's not as good.
How would you compete with this?
You can't. You can't have talent live stream themselves like Bevo could reasonably just go live on Kick and like someone could be like fondling his nuts and he could just frame that out and he'd be like, oh, it's absolutely mental right now. What's going on? Yeah. Like, she's absolutely toying with it. And he'd have like 20,000 people watching going, yo, dub. Bevo, no way.
Dinner for her.
Dinner is served. And it'd be covered by all these commentary channels, and you can't beat the cycle. Yeah. So he's got a new lady.
But this was funny because it was like 3 days later. So like he got, so this is what I picked up. So he got into trouble with this girl, right?
Yep.
And she was like, why are you flirting with this other girl, whatever? And then he was like, he apologized to her. He's back with her. And then he was with the new girl, I guess, maybe. And then like 2 days later, he's with this random OnlyFans girl. And they do a TikTok where she is like, she replies to the ex-girlfriend and is like, I've got your dinner.
Holy.
Which is like just so unnecessary.
So petty.
What the fuck?
So petty.
So petty. And now they're entire, and this is like, wait, scroll down on her page for a second. This is her page, right? Keep going. Oh, never mind.
Oh, so, for some reason, you're looking for her?
No. For some reason, I thought she had like four posts. I think when I clicked on it, it didn't load or something, and it was like four posts of Bevo, and that's it.
Oh, well, there's four.
And I was like,
four.
This girl
just
like start. No, but like that was it. It was like, that was the whole page.
Oh, right. I see.
So I was like, this girl just like start her social media presence with Bevo, and is this like a...
I mean, if you start your social media presence with Bevo, dude, that is that's a fucking rocket ship.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta hang on, because your life is about to change, you know?
Well, now, bro, now that Bevo's out there being a dog, now the story arc is set up for whoever's going to break his heart.
Yeah, oh yeah. I can't wait. It's going to be this girl.
So if she breaks his heart.
And it's going to be like tomorrow. Like this shit's just happening way too fast, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So look at how petty this fucking caption is. Cheers HS for taking the trash out. Cuz HS is another guy that was with his ex-girlfriend.
Wow.
So he's saying thanks for taking my trash out.
Dude, so now they're doing like diss posts.
Diss posts, and then they're also fighting. There was a boxing match where his ex-girlfriend fought the girl that he was flirting with on the stream in like an underground like fight club type thing. Like, what the fuck? You're right.
Ladies, how is
traditional?
Don't fight over Bevo, like on everything that is sacred. You don't have to do that.
Yeah.
You don't have to
do that.
That's
Bevo saying that too. He's like, please, ladies, don't do that. You know, unless I'm getting like 10% of the ticket price. Then like, absolutely.
Now Bevo wants some scrapping. That's good content for him. Ladies, please don't fight over Bevo. You don't have to do that shit. That's crazy to hop in a ring for Bevo.
I know, it really is. And he's got new teeth too.
Oh, we know.
Yeah, yeah, but we haven't said that yet.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
He did. He got new teeth. He went to
dental.
Was it Turkey?
Yep.
Yep. And he got a new set of chompers, which kind of made me sad. That was like one of his like identifying things.
Yeah.
You know, his teeth like kind of made him who he was.
But now,
I miss the old Bevo.
And it happened so quick, bro. This just
big up.
Big up, big up,
bro. You know when it's really gonna really change? When he does his next dinner in a like a something with really high ceilings, like that's his home. When he's no longer in this bedroom, that's when.
When he stops eating his dad's food.
Yeah,
that's when it's gonna be like sad. You know, we lost him. Another one bites the dust. We lost him.
Honestly, we need a Bevo movie.
Yeah. His life is one.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Yeah.
I miss... You know what? I liked him and Sydney together. Look at them. They're wholesome.
Yeah.
Sure, he's got the chain on. He's flexing a little bit. But they're out having mashed potatoes and they're out fucking at some UK diner. You know what I mean?
Why? What is with that bruise on his head? Oh, never mind.
I don't know.
Yeah, look. I mean, Sydney's smile is just so genuine. She seems just kind of, you know, she's still a little bashful to be there. She's like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, another food review. Let's do it, I guess.
Here's my silly boyfriend. But the fact that they're doing diss records by way of like horny posts is crazy.
Yeah, man. Man, it's wonderful.
I'm really just kind of marveling at how when does ABC and CBS, when do these people just go belly up because they can't beat this?
Yeah.
10 years? Faster? 5?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're just going to continue to do bigger budget shit, you know? Because that's the only thing that can compete is like Squid Games and shit like that.
Yeah. That's fair.
Everything else is boring now.
Yeah. Although I was really surprised how Peacock, they repackaged Among Us for millennials.
Wait, what did they do?
So they took like, if you ever play like Werewolf, it's kind of like Among Us. It's kind of like Mafia. They have this TV show called The Traitors. And they've done a few seasons already. They're doing like in Australia.
Wait. What channel is this on?
Peacock.
The Traitors.
So they got The Traitors US. And so
like T-R-A-D-E-R-S? Or Traitors?
Cody's like... I can't really listen to any podcasts right now, but if this is a finance show, I am
that's
fucking...
what I'm saying. I was kind of pumped. I was like, the Traitors?
Yeah. Nah, man.
Okay, The Traitors, Peacock. Okay.
Traitors with a T.
Okay. This looks cool.
And so they take 12 different styles of reality people. So they had a couple people from The Challenge, a couple people from Big Brother. It's like all their shows under their umbrella. And it's like a murder mystery. So they do challenges every day. And the challenges build up the prize pot.
Okay.
Embedded in those challenges are like little immunity idol moments. So, because then at the end of every episode, everyone votes. And they vote someone out. And the whole plan is to try to get the traitor. You know, basically.
Oh, she was on Big Brother. That blonde girl.
Yeah.
Is that Janelle or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah, they're all reality people.
Oh, this is sick.
So
it's like Clue, too.
Yeah, basically. And they just do it with a bunch of people that have been conniving on TV.
This is awesome.
And then they kind of, you know, they add
this
a little,
is awesome.
They add a little sauce to this one. They threw a politician in there, a former like UK Parliament guy.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how the fuck they got Deontay Wilder, like the boxer, in there. But I was kind of impressed with this for like a
Is it good? Are you watching it?
Yeah, for a big budget network, I was surprised that I kind of enjoyed it.
You know what show I thought you were referring to, which I think is the complete opposite? Did you see, were you watching the Super Bowl just normally?
Yes.
Did you see that the commercial for that like ABC like sketch show?
No.
Where they were all, you didn't see that?
No.
They're all like on a couch and they're all in character.
Wait, when you said watching the Super Bowl normally, were you referring to not a pirated stream?
Yeah. No, because people do that, right?
They
like, yeah. I don't know. Do you watch fights like that sometimes?
Of course not.
No.
No, I'm just laughing at branding illegal streamers as abnormal because I feel like that's the majority of people.
Watching on a stream?
Maybe not football. Not football, but yeah, I feel like...
There's 128 million people that watch that.
Damn.
Normally.
Damn.
That's why I said, you know.
Yeah, yeah. No, but continue.
Okay. But anyways, if we can find the commercial for this show, I would love to watch it with you because it's just so unbelievably bad. And I was just like I was sitting there with Kelsey's parents, like, who the fuck actually watches this? Like, all the commercials for the shows that, like, ABC's current slate is just crazy.
I was laughing at the
it's called, I don't know,
theapartments.com.
Maybe it's not a sketch show.
Do you remember that theapartments.com commercial?
Yeah.
What else? Actually, go ahead.
I actually kind of like those.
Yeah, but I think it's hysterical, like the unintentional, like you could view that commercial a certain way. Like giant bugs looking for an apartment.
Oh, wait.
Like,
okay.
Like, it just, I don't know. They didn't mean this, but like you could frame it like, oh, like, like renters are vermin.
Yeah. Okay. The only thing I liked about them was that like the apartments.com one and the house.com one like linked. like, you know what I mean? Saying they're like tied together.
I didn't remember the house.com.
Oh, okay.
we all remember the Jesus one.
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
Jesus washes feet, man.
What was that?
It's like an actual story in the Bible, and I think they were trying to market that Jesus teaches love, so they showed, like, I don't know, all these different types of people showing humility to others.
But who paid for it?
Some Christian... Yeah, Jesus paid for it, actually.
Yeah.
Actually, it was... fuck, I was about to make a stupid Bible joke.
What?
Judas actually paid for it with the silver he received to try to make up for his bad deeds.
Nice, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that was bad. I'll kill myself after this.
No, I've just been I've been on Temu so much since then.
Yeah,
just,
Temu.
I've just been copping shit. Just honestly,
shop like a billionaire, man. What a great fucking phrase, man.
Great deals on there, man.
Shop like a billionaire, deals. Where all the products made in India have insane exchange rate for the American dollar.
Yeah.
Shop.
Yeah.
Like a
how do you shop like a billionaire? Like, is that supposed to mean, like, don't look at the price tag because it doesn't matter?
Yeah, I think it's like you can have literally anything you want.
Anything you want.
Temu.
Have you ever used it?
I started browsing for a chain because I said if the Chiefs won, I'd buy a Temu chain.
Okay. Oh, you said that?
I tweeted that.
Okay.
And I said Temu chain on the way.
And did you get one?
Not yet.
Yeah, can you buy a Temu chain, like a chain with the Temu logo on it, on Temu?
Well, I was trying to find like sporty options. You know, I was hoping they had like a Chiefs knockoff chain on there. You can get a lot on here.
No, you should rep Temu.
No, I know.
I think you should get a Temu pendant. That's or CEO. Dude, get the CEO one.
Yeah. Yeah.
$7?
Yeah.
Fucking no wonder people use this shit.
Shop like a billionaire, man. This is what it feels like to walk in an icebox, bro. This is what it feels like to go to Icebox.
Yeah, exactly. This is what it feels like to be Jeff Bezos walking into Icebox.
Yo, hey, Johnny, let me see that CEO chain. Man, there needs to be a Temu retail store so I can see these all in person.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe I get the CEO chain. I didn't like the mobile app interface, and I didn't feel like signing up and making an account, but...
No, you definitely feel like something, your data's getting mined and
yeah.
sent somewhere not good when you download that app. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like when I opened it, I felt like for some reason it was like scraping all of my Nest data, you know? Like it just has that feel to it.
Like in your house?
Yeah, like it's just scraping my Nest usage.
Yeah, it's like...
without asking.
Your thermostat usage is getting sent somewhere. Yeah. Somebody in China knows the temperature that you like your house.
Yeah, man.
Now. I don't know. I don't think that's a good thing.
Yeah, did you see that that China hacker like WikiLeak?
No,
bro. People were putting forward the idea that this was like a Snowden level leak in sort of like Chinese culture, I guess.
Okay, what was it?
The hacker like released like a ton of information. It was like a huge doc. So the only information I got. Because it had happened like hours from the moment that I was seeing it. People had pieced together that, I forget, I think they were saying the Chinese government or someone had like built this software that could hack like Huawei towers and stuff. And there was a crazy Android hack where if the malware got onto your phone, it would just dump all your messages from WeChat, Weibo, like any Chinese chat app. It would just like auto dump the conversations to something.
Oh, wow.
So scary, bro.
That's fucking horrifying.
Do you imagine taking your phone and you're like, I think I have malware. They're like, oh yeah, this is the one that scrapes all of your texts. Sorry.
Yeah. What?
I'm sorry, come again? Yeah, no, this probably the second this got on your phone, it like scraped all of your texts.
And so. that's where? Oh, it's just on Pastebin. Anyone can just go and
yeah,
search.
Yeah, anyone can.
It's all indexed on there.
Yeah, by you know, first by date and last and everything. Name. Yeah. And then they were, the hack like was saying, based on call records, it had a quick way of geolocating where you were based on calls.
Okay.
Which the guy who was like kind of talking about it said that wasn't so crazy, that's been around. But I think the craziest part out of all of it was they were showing how like the physical device that some of this stuff ran on, and it looked like a battery pack.
Okay.
Like I think it's a battery pack, like a wireless battery pack that you could like attach to a phone. I could be wrong about that part, but yeah.
So what's happening with it?
It's kind of like a ongoing story. Like it just kind of broke recently.
So we got China's whole cloud is getting hacked. We got Russia nuking us from space. it's kind of lit.
Yeah. Oh, the atmosphere is definitely about to be lit.
Yeah, dude. Feels good right now, you know?
Yeah.
The world just feels good.
We're about to fucking...
just got out of a pandemic. Now we're about to get nuked from space.
We're about to dinosaur ourselves. We're gonna, we'll bring on our own asteroid.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I had a dude of the week, honestly.
Oh, wait. I definitely have one. It's going to take a tiny bit of scrolling, though. So maybe we do it in the bonus?
Yeah.
Because I might have to just scroll just a bit. I know he's on my explore page somewhere. He always is. No, you're on my explore page. Look at that.
Me?
Yeah.
What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh, this or that.
This or that.
You better like that shit, bro. If you swipe past that, dude, I'm going to be very hurt.
Hold on. First Weefy. There you go. Liked.
First Weefeasty.
Yep. You see Sean Evans dating the porn star?
Was.
Yeah, and then as soon as it came out, he broke up with her, I guess.
Yeah.
Here, this guy.
Yes. Yep.
Is that your guy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so maybe we should explore this guy. This guy's posting videos a lot, so maybe we could explore some.
Yeah.
In the bonus.
Is the bonus.
Here, we'll do one right now.
Got after the test this morning, and it hit hard, but I like to hit hard right back. I want to say a big thank you to everyone who supported me throughout the process, all the time it took, and everyone who's motivated me. All I can say is the results won't come out for like another 2 months, so it's going to be a wait. But in the meantime, I'm just going to try and make good things happen in life.
So this is he kind of reminds me of Brian Jordan Alvarez's character, the dude that's like in university.
Yep.
It's like exactly that, you know?
You know what's even crazier? Pull up, what's our boy's name? Hold on. Good.
Wait, can I tell you one more thing while we're on the Super Bowl and Timu stuff?
Yeah, before we get too far away from that.
I did want to tell you.
What's up?
You'd be very proud of me.
Uh-oh.
I won a big sports bet
on
the Super Bowl. I won like $900.
Oh.
Because I bet, I told Ryan this already on Insanely Chill, but I needed to tell you in person or, you know.
This is person. This is in person.
Yeah, exactly. I think the under was 47.
Okay.
Or sorry. Yeah, the under, like if you bet like, you know, a day or so or the day of the game was 47. That was the amount of points that was scored.
Okay.
So if you bet the under on the day that the game happened, you just pushed, right? I bet it a week before and I got it at 47.5.
Okay.
And I bet it in a parlay that the Chiefs were also going to win.
Wow.
So I hit that. I won like $500. And then I bet them both individually. So I pushed one because I got the under on the day.
Okay.
But then I also bet the Chiefs were going to win individually. So I won that. So I won like another, I forget. I think it was $700 profit total that I won when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. And I turned around and I looked at Kelsey and her family. I was like, I fucking won. Holy shit. I just won like $700. And Kelsey was like, that's so amazing, babe. I think that's the first time you've ever told me you've won a bet.
So I was going to say, so it's true.
Like, it's not the first time I've won. No.
So it's true. You just have to keep going. You just have to keep betting.
Yes. Yeah, so it is true what they say. If you're losing, you're just not at the point yet where you're winning. So you just have to keep pushing.
Bro.
That's the number one rule of gambling.
I'm proud of you, man. Congratulations.
Don't give up. Thank you, man.
Fat 7 hundo in the pocket.
Oh, yeah. And then I bet on the Duke game the other day, won that. So I got over $1,000 in my account.
Only right 18,500 to go.
Before I can be down 19,500. Before I lose it all. So what else has been new, dude?
I mean,
how have shows been going?
I appreciate you asking, man. Shows have been good.
Yeah?
You know,
Dude, I saw that clip you posted went insanely viral.
I don't know.
It was a fucking great clip. I laughed my ass off.
Oh, thanks, dude. Yeah.
It was really great. How many views does that have?
Fucking like 20 million across everything. It's
so, like, did you see a change in ticket sales from that one clip? I was curious.
Not really, man. It's like, I think I'm starting to get more people that are kind of curious, but it's just like anything. When something goes viral, like, some of those people cross over, but if I'm posting that shit all the time and the algorithm's biting on all of it, then maybe. But
yeah,
I don't know. I think, I'm not in a hurry to post more after that. You know, that was cool. Because to me, I'm like, great. That's like as if I posted 20 of those clips. I just got to do one.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the more you post, the more chances you'll have to have another one of those, right?
Yeah. I
would keep doing it.
Yeah, I just don't want to go hunting for it, you know? I try to pick the ones that feel natural.
Yeah, that's fair.
Bro, it's so funny the conversations people have on, like, media that just blows up. Like, what ends up happening in the comments is never about what the fucking original thing was.
Oh, yeah, never.
It's just funny. Someone commented.
Like people were like arguing like about health, the healthcare, like
just
system.
That and like yeah. Someone was like, "Dude, 150 calls a day isn't shit. Sometimes I take 400." And it's like, you work at a bank. Shut up.
This is also not about you at all.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah. Oh, one kid. I loved this comment. He says, Is this what comedy is now? Crowd surfing?
Crowd surfing?
Yeah. I'm like, that's a funny ass way to put it.
Actually crowd surfing.
Dude, crowd surfing in a comedy club would be awesome because everyone would be drunk and I get my head dropped on a fucking candle for sure.
Oh man, I'm like cringing at that idea of a comedian being like, all right, everyone get together at the end of his set. Like, drop the mic. All right, cluster up at the front.
I'm going to try it.
Do it. No, do it. Please.
Yeah, show's been good. I went to New York and I popped into I did a couple drop-in sets there. That was awesome, you know?
Where?
I dropped in at the Stand. Shout out to the Stand. And then I dropped in at New York Comedy Club. Shout out to Tommy. Tommy and Joey. Thanks. Thanks, boys. Yeah, that was really cool. Everyone was super welcoming and supportive, and that's dope. It was great. Found out you can't do 9/11 jokes in New York.
Really?
I've said this already. It was to be expected, but you know, I started with some dark jokes, and I thought, all right, maybe they want to go one layer further, and they did not. And so,
really,
yeah,
well, they just didn't laugh.
Yeah, it was like vacuum silence in the room when I pulled that out. And it was crazy because the first five was like a lot of fun, and then I pulled that shit out, and it was like,
"What'd you say?"
I just was doing the bit from my special.
I just said that like New York deserved it, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's all I said. Yeah,
I just said like everyone here is so shitty that this city deserved it.
Yeah,
that's all I said.
And for some reason, they didn't fuck with that. I was like, okay, not fans of dark comedy.
Yeah, okay, I get it. Cool.
I guess there were a bunch of pussies in the audience.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't realize New York was so woke.
Yeah, that's what I said. And then I said, all right, well, I'm going to get on out of here. I made an airplane hand, and then I walked off stage.
That's good. Sorry, I didn't mean to hijack your guys' night.
Dude, I'm just thinking about nice. I was thinking about running into a New York comedy club with a giant, like, scale prop plane, prop commercial plane, being like, "Everyone relax, everyone relax, everyone relax." So yeah, stupid.
Speaking of planes, dude, there's been a lot of plane news since we last recorded. Planes are falling apart. Not falling out of the sky, but almost.
Oh yeah, like the fucking door on the Alaska flight.
Boeing shit. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
They're finding nuts and bolts gone and, you know, just random pieces falling off planes.
Dude, it's not long before we eat each other. I mean, it's just...
What do you mean?
The planes don't work, you know.
Infrastructure is just crumbling.
Yeah. I think we're going to be eating each other pretty soon.
Yeah.
See, I'm stoked.
Yeah, dude. No, it's good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, planes, bro. I flew Spirit recently.
How was that?
Kind of really interesting.
Okay.
Just because the seats all the way at the front, they have a window on them. So Alina and I were eye to eye with the fucking flight attendants the whole flight, and we got to watch them gossip. And I always hear the flight attendants gossip, but I never get to see them do it face to face.
Oh, you mean like a window into like that little wall?
Yeah.
Where like so you got to see them in there.
Yeah, that where the closet normally is. They don't have closets on Spirit flights. They don't have anything.
No, why would they?
Yep. Yeah.
Why would they?
And the thing about Spirit's web design is it's really modern, and the yellow on the outside, it does make you think that the inside would be...
It's going to be, like, fun?
Yeah, or something, but then you get in there and you're like, oh, this is an old American Airlines plane.
Yeah. That they, like, ripped out all the seats and put 90-degree seats in.
Yep.
And there actually is a closet, but there's a seat in there.
Yeah. Yeah. And,
You can pay, it's like the cheapest ticket, and it's just, you get to sit in a closet alone. Actually, that would be probably the most expensive ticket.
Yeah, you can actually pay extra to have the bathroom. If the bathroom is not claimed by a passenger, then everyone gets to use it. But if someone pays, they get to have the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yo, that would be crazy. For flights under 1 hour, you can pay to own the bathroom.
Come on, man. I really have to poop. Nope.
That would be peak America right there, man.
Yeah, that really would be.
Yeah, nah, champ. No bathroom for you.
Unless you trade me. You can trade me something. What do you got? Well, I did buy this vodka. Little like airplane bottle of Tito's.
Spirit is just Lord of the Flies.
Yeah.
You stake your claim. Yeah. It's, you know, yeah. I've been taking a lot of flights, you know. Yeah, a lot of plane news.
Anything happen to you on... Oh, did you read the fucking news about that guy that just died and, like, vomited and shit blood and just died?
No, that was me, man. That was a bad morning. No, no, I didn't. That's
scary. You didn't see that news?
Nah, that's scary.
Crazy. Just randomly. Like, felt kind of weird, and then they took off, and mid-flight, he just starts vomiting, like, liters of blood and dies.
And he was only, like, 25, right? Like, that's what they're saying? Like, if you smoke nicotine... I'm just trying to scare everyone who listens to this right now.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the guy had popcorn lung when they did the autopsy. It turns out it was just all from vaping.
Yeah. And it just hit him suddenly at 24.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're saying that it could hit any young person at any point in time, 24 to 28.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I think that's what they said.
Yeah. They said actually it's more likely to happen in out of a plane. They said being in the plane prevented it from happening for about an hour. But if you're just
No, they said it's from TikTok.
Yeah.
So a 63-year-old man died on an international Lufthansa flight on Thursday after liters of quote liters of blood
gushed
from
Munich?
His nose and mouth.
Bro, if I'm halfway to Munich and a motherfucker dies, that's crazy. The smell is terrible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're saying it was a long flight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also,
what do you think liters of blood smells like?
Probably like, I'm not going to say it.
What?
I'm not going to say it.
Rust.
Yeah.
Similar to rust. Yeah. Imagine that, dude. You're just sitting, chilling. You know, maybe you got the Apple Vision on. You know what I mean?
If you got the Apple Vision on, dude, if you got the Apple Vision on, you just go like this. You just pass through. Ew. Back.
Yeah, exactly. Plunk. Yeah. And you're, okay. No, imagine you look over and this dude is just like on The Exorcist, just vomiting liters of blood.
I'm a sick person who would take everything in my soul to believe it's real. Like the first 2 seconds,
I
might laugh. I might think it's like wine or something.
Yeah.
Nah, it's not projectile blood. Can you even recognize it's blood right away?
I don't know. What, I mean,
does it look like cranberry juice?
No, it would probably be like a deep... I mean, if he's vomiting liters of blood, it's like a dark maroon. You know, that's like real blood.
Bro, if you're exercising like that, like, you know, Spirit of Emily Rose is happening to you.
Yeah.
I mean, bro, vomiting liters of blood, you are literally getting squelched.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, it's
wild. Why does the body do that?
No, no one knows what happened to him. That's the scariest thing is that, like, it was just like, I don't think it's happened before.
Dude, contagion, that's the next COVID?
That's what I'm saying. He caught something. There's something they're not telling us.
That's what they're saying, man. That's the new virus. You just vomit and shit blood.
Yeah, exactly. And then you're dead. You vomit and shit blood to death.
It happens in 2 seconds. There's no stopping it.
There's nothing you can do. No warning. And they're saying it's from vaping, too.
Yeah, they're saying it's from
vaping. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
And TikToking.
And prolonged phone use.
Yeah. No, that's crazy. I remember, like, the fear I felt when I was juuling a lot and I read some, like, propaganda tweet about popcorn lung. And some video about how like somebody's friend died and got an autopsy, and there was like bubbles all over their lungs, and I was like, I'm fucked.
I have to say, man,
the fear I felt, dude.
In our engineering career, in our early career, you would have a lot of moments like that where that was, you know, selfishly one of my favorite things to do to you is to terrorize you with some fake news. That was my favorite shit to do. Positive and negative.
Turns out I didn't have popcorn lung.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I don't even think it's real, you know? That shit, just propaganda sometimes.
Is popcorn lung fake?
I think so. I don't think it's real. I think it's just a term that someone made up. Oh. A rare condition that results from damage of the lung's small airways.
I'm so dumb. I just picture someone opening their mouth and just all that comes out is...
Yeah.
It just sounds like a bag of literal popcorn in there. All right, guys. We're going to throw it back on the bonus right now.
We do. We have a lot of media to watch, so we'll be throwing it back on some media. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to this.
It feels good to be back.
Yeah. You don't say that until you're sitting here, all right? Don't cosplay being back, all right?
It feels good to be 70% back.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm happy about it, and we'll see you all in the bonus.
Goodbye, everyone. Unless you're going to the bonus, then we'll see you there.
This week on the Bone Zone.
Can you get this on Temu?
I bet you there's a version of it.
I would buy the shit out of this.
It fucking brands your gooch, but other than that.
Avoid the unpredictable weather of our uncertain future. Stay inside.
Eat the bugs.
Oh, why are the boobs blurred out?
Because you went too crazy last time.
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv.